The 21st World Memory Championships are underway in London this weekend. About 75 competitors from some two dozen countries are contending for the title. In a set amount of time, each contestant will try to memorize the most faces, numbers, playing cards, and random words. Vicky Barker met some of the mnemonic competitors and has this story.
In the gymnasium of a South London technical school, site of this year's World Memory Championships, Norwegian Ulla Korga Risa checks his stopwatch. Risa is Norway's only contestant this year.
I hope to defend the glory of my country.
My name is Dong Xun and I'm from China. I'm 10 years old now.
What's your best event?
Abstract images. I want to remember 250 this time.
My name is Yudi Lesmana. I'm from Indonesia. I can get about 25 decks in hour.
But of cards, decks of cards.
Decks of cards.
These mental athletes are boosting their brain power while the rest of us are outsourcing ours into the nearest memory chip.
In practice, I do about a deck of cards in 32 seconds. So.
That's U.S. title holder Nelson Dellis, ranked 24th in the world. His grandmother's death from Alzheimer's prompted him to work on his own terrible memory, he says. Now he helps firms and individuals do the same.
Because people realize that they're not using their brains as much, and they notice that they don't remember numbers or addresses because they're always typing it into their smartphones, you know?
Good morning, everybody.
The opening ceremony.
The chief statistician for this event is Mr. Phil Chambers.
One of the few places on the planet where a statistician gets a round of applause.
You are warriors of the mind.
That's competition co-founder Tony Buzan, the inventor of mind mapping. Buzan says many of the strongest competitor nations have long traditions of memory work.
China, 10,000 years ago, they started to develop systems that helped children remember. In Japan, the same. The Indians, the Arabic nations, extraordinary memory systems.
In a nearby room, officials, their title is arbiters, shuffle decks of cards, double-check columns of words and numbers. Co-founder and chess grandmaster Raymond Keene says few here are human calculators or prodigies born with photographic memories.
Everybody has their own way of creating the ability to memorize the facts they want to memorize. So they aren't machines, most of them, but some of them are dyslexic, and they fought against that to get where they are.
Just ordinary people, Keene says, who have trained their brains to do extraordinary things. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is NPR News.